What's up with Jessup? It's the only way to wake up. We state our views, state facts, and then afterwards we make up. From politics, business, to lifestyle, let's get this. Jessup Jong knows all the facts. He has no missed list. This podcast is your place for breaking news and hot takes. It's the only way to wake up. What's up with Jessup?
Welcome back to What's Up with Jessup. Today we're back at it again on being productive. I was having trouble being productive for a full hour, just being discouraged and being tired, being sleepy, all those things, hungry. I grabbed myself a snack, didn't really work, but there's actually not much to it when you actually do the work. You just have to decide that you'll get it done. And then once you decide that, what you can do is to start doing it. And from my perspective, what I can do, I was thinking of a good strategy of tackling my work, and one was you can either really go deep in one issue, make the best, most comprehensive review possible, or I could also just go wide, bring the quality up to 80% for most of the material, and then when I have time left, I will just go over the rest and say, these are the additional material that I can provide you. And when you are lacking time, when you are crunched by time, that is definitely something of an approach that I am thinking of taking, because it's efficient in your time, you get things done. And you can do them before the deadline is done, right? So you get most of the things done before it is done, rather than just doing one thing really well and then having to gloss over the rest of the material, making the overall quality of the assignment so much worse. So that's what it is. It's part of the 80-20 rule. You may have heard of it, where you really put in 80% of the work that gives you that amount of return. You have to put in effort that gives you the most return. And in that workspace, there is some work, like 20% of the work that gives you 80% of the results, and 80% of the work that gives you only 20% of the results. And so what you want to do is lean into that 20% of work that gives you a disproportionate amount of results, lean into it, double down on it, and then you will get better results in the end. So it's a results-driven effort that really is interesting to think about. So that's what I'm going to do. So I'm going to open up my remote learning or remote workstation and start doing that. I hope this helped. You can tune into the next episode on the specific, lifestyles and how I actually approach my work in my productivity sessions. They're very long, but you can gain a lot of insight out of it. So I hope this helped, and I will see you next time.
Thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you next time.